Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now to talk about the first three games of the season, how the rotations are coming together, and then look ahead to Marquette a little bit. Maryland Radio Network, you can hear him all game, all season long with The Wiz, and of course, Johnny Holliday's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Chris Nockey. Chris, good morning. How you feeling, dude?
Good, man. All good, bud. How you guys been?
Good. I'm just living the dream, Chris, as you know. Yeah, you win by 20. I mean, you'll take it. I mean, well, Alcorn did make it interesting for a while there. You know, they were a winless team coming off an interesting schedule themselves. But you've seen Maryland. You had the exhibition game against UMBC, then the three regular season games. What do you make of, the patterns and the, you know, buzz trying to come up with the chemistry? I know Rice didn't play again last night. Payne's been a pain in the ass to opposition. But what about buzz and just trying to figure out things at this very early stage of the season?
I think it probably applies to all of us, Bob. Just sure. We're all trying to figure it out, right? And, buzz got the job a little bit at a disadvantage because he was 2 or 3 weeks late to the portal because of the way things unraveled or the way things went at the end of the Kevin Willard tenure. So he did the best he could do. He brought in a bunch of guys. 4 or 5 of them came from Texas A&M with him, and that helps a little bit. But and they had some injuries early on. They expect to get a really key guy back, Solomon Washington, here in the next couple of weeks, I think. I think he's really going to help. But they're just very much a work in progress. And I think you see that from a lot of teams. A lot of folks out there reloaded. They're talking about 10, 11, 12 new guys in some cases. And again, you're not going to necessarily come out of the shoot guns blazing. So they've got some work to do. I think they know that. I think they know where they've struggled and to a degree why they've struggled. And, Buzz has won pretty much everywhere he's ever gone. I got to give him credit. You got to believe that he's going to figure all this out as well.
Now, Darius Adams comes in, big recruit, flippage from UConn, started on the point early, now playing off the ball. I guess, Chris, you know better than me, a former player and a coach yourself, probably where he's best suited. But what's the upside for this young man? And what drives me crazy, not to digress too much, he's the fourth highest rated recruit now. You ever heard of Moses Malone or Albert King or Tom McMillan? Anyway, but he's a good player. Is a boon for him to get him, but what do you think the upside is for him as a freshman and how much is going to be on his plate as the season progresses?
Yeah, I think that, he's got some guys who will take some of that off his plate. Miles Rice really showed against Georgetown that he can really play. Need to get him back and healthy and in the mix for every game. Darius is, he's a talented kid. The biggest issue I have is that, to a degree, college basketball has gotten older, and you don't really, it's a great, great year for freshmen across the high levels of Division I. Darius just isn't there yet, like some of the other guys are, Caleb Wilson from North Carolina or there's some of these other guys who have really burst onto the scene. He's got to grow a little bit mentally and physically. I think this is sort of what you get with young guys sometimes. It looks like he gets really down on himself. Sometimes you need to see the ball go into the basket a little bit. It finally happened for him last night. He scored 10 points pretty much in a row at one point in time during the second half. And I think that's important. A lot of these guys sort of ID themselves as scorers. You know, that's where all cheerleaders date scorers. They don't date defenders, you know? So I think they like to see themselves get numbers, and I think Darius is the same way.
Chris Nockey, Maryland Radio Network, Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fat Terps win last night by 20 over Alcorn State. Now you have Marquette coming up on Saturday. Get to that in a second. But, you know, Buzz, I mean, you've been through, obviously, Gary Land and the Turge and Kevin Willard, not to compare them as coaches, but comparing them as personalities. Where's Buzz rating the old old personality department here?
Well, he is a personality. That sure. is 100% for sure. He's a different breed, and I think it's refreshing to a degree. I don't know Buzz particularly well. Obviously, he hit the ground running here, and he's been running ever since, and trying to put together a program and do it all the right way. When you put it like that in the spectrum of guys that I've had the good fortune to work with and to watch, Buzz is unique. You know, he does things his own way. I like the way he runs practice. They're on point. They don't waste a whole lot of time. And I think he's just an interesting dude. And I could see why he's successful. I got to tell you, those guys, the guys on the team really buy in. I mean, you can watch them practice and you could feel it in the gym. There's nobody on the fence about Buzz on that team. And I think that's important, particularly as you're trying to build something and create a culture.
Now, Chris, you have Marquette coming up Saturday. They just got housed by Indiana, but again, early for everybody. What would you like to see happen with the team before they start conference play against Iowa in a couple of weeks here?
Yeah, I'd like to see way more consistency. And, you know, that's sort of every coach is after the Holy Grail, and that is just 40 minutes of consistent effort. You probably never get it. And, yet you can always seek it. And this team really needs to play a much more even keel basketball. Last night, they were first 10 minutes, they were great. And then they started to play with their food a little bit, you know, in the last 10 minutes of the first half. And it's just not what you do in Division I basketball. You have a chance to put somebody away, you put them away. And I think the consistency, fortunately, we're playing a Marquette team that doesn't have Cam Jones anymore. He tore up the Terps last night or last year at Xfinity. It's a young team. This Shaka and his staff only recruit freshmen. They don't do the portal thing. So, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to get better, get a marquee win if you're good enough. And, let's play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Why?
Hey, Chris, what do you think of, from what you've seen of the teams in the Big Ten thus far?
Oh, there's some good teams, man. Michigan is very good. Purdue, of course, is sort of consensus one or two. So you're going to have to deal with them. But I've been really impressed by some of the other teams that nobody was really expecting much of. Indiana, for one, you mentioned them having housed Marquette. Iowa is a really sound team. Illinois has gone the international route. Very good, very big. So it's another stacked league. And that's why it's really incumbent upon the Terps to get better and get better fast.
Chris Knocke, Maryland Radio Network. Chris, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. All right. See you guys.
Here's Chris Knocke, everybody. And Michigan needed overtime to beat Wake Forest last night. Yeah. Wake Forest came back in the second half. Illinois beat Texas Tech. So a lot of good things going on in the Big Ten, which might not bode well for Buzz Williams year one in College Park. When we come back, Nolan McGraw, how about a trip through the funhouse, or at least talk to Nolan, getting you ready for news from the Nest coming up at noon. Buy or sell, where's the midweek money? Hopefully counting that. And talking sports at 12:15. And Vinny's film breakdown of the Ravens offense. They put 27 on the board, but really struggled inside the red zone. Why?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.